Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, people. Y'all doing great, because we got a great show you for today, and it's jam-packed with so much fun.
Got that
right. Now we're gonna tell you what Tracee Ellis Ross has finally learned to embrace, and coming up later, Gary is gonna go over the celebrities who are sizzling and slaying on the beach in Gary's bikini body watch. Ooh. But first, Kristen Chenoweth has got one of the most disastrous date stories. Oh my God, one of the most disastrous I've heard.
Oh my gosh, I love Kristen Chenoweth.
And right now she is killing it on that star show American Gods.
Well, Kristen recently did an interview with Us Weekly and said she still went on a date with the guy even after this happened.
I was set up through mutual friends, and he asked me to bring a pair of my underwear just as extra, you know, so he could have them.
Oh, no.
That's pretty freaky deaky.
But I wonder if he wanted worn underwear or brand new underwear.
He probably just wanted a pair as a souvenir.
But that's weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this is probably, like, for him to feel that comfortable to ask her to do that, that means it's not the first time he's done that.
Exactly.
Like, weird ass panty collector.
Yeah. Oh no, I wouldn't go out with him. If you surprise me once I get there and tell me, I mean, and you're cute, and then I see other qualities, maybe I give you the draws and just keep it moving. No. I mean, like, actually hand them to you. But to tell me that before I leave the house, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to stand you up.
All right, so Brad, I know, like, you, like, probably get all types of weird ass requests. Mm-hmm. What is the most interesting thing somebody ever asked you to do on a first date?
Kurt Frost, Rashida's husband. Uh-huh. Before they were married, when I first met him, he wrote his name and number on 20 $100 bills and begged me to call him.
But
he asked me to call him.
So he pretty much gave you $2,000 to call him.
Yeah.
What?
And I wrote his name and number on the front and back of each one.
Oh.
Well, I got a Lincoln Navigator. I got quite a few things, though, from the situation.
Mm-hmm. From him? Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. All on the first date?
Not the first date. Maybe throughout the course of a little while.
Mm-hmm. So how fast did you call him?
The next day.
I know you did.
You didn't call that night?
No, I didn't want to seem desperate, but I did call the next day.
I'd have been in the Uber. I'm on the way.
Okay. Baby, honey, y'all know how much I love, honey, Miss Diana Ross. Her legendary and iconic disco look from back in the day. Y'all know how much I love her.
Calm down, Gary.
Let me tell y'all, baby, honey, the afro doesn't fall far from the tree.
Okay.
Because, honey, her daughter, Miss Tracee Ellis Ross, honey, says that she embraces her frizz.
Oh, yes.
All right, come through, frizz.
Well, Miss Tracee revealed why she loves wearing her natural hair. She said, quote, "I think one of the things that, honey, is very important to me is allowing the legacy of my story that comes through my hair, both my ethnicity and my parents, and what I come from to live in the story of my hair."
I love that.
You better come through, honey.
Yes.
I would like to express myself like that. My hair don't quite grow like that.
Okay, girl. But that's all right. You can always buy it.
Yeah, and I have.
Go naked,
I'm
baby.
Expressing my Indian roots.
Go naked.
All right, honey, for the Indian.
Like, yes. Native American or West?
Like bought. Speaking of Diana Ross's daughter, did y'all know that Diana Ross was 28 when she had Tracee?
Oh.
Which is pretty average age for having a child, right?
Yeah.
But y'all wouldn't believe there are a lot of celebrities in Hollywood who had their kids very young, so they were basically babies themselves.
Really?
Wow, mm-hmm. Babies raising like babies.
Like Sophia Vergara.
Oh.
Okay.
Y'all seen her son in the commercials with her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she almost settled down at just 18 when she married her childhood sweetheart, Joe. And shortly after, she gave birth to her son, Manolo.
Oh. Shout out to Joe. Like, he knew that was going to be something, and he tried to plant the flag early, and
yes.
Congratulations, Joe. You're the man.
That's right,
it's like,
and...
It's like John Glenn of sex.
Well, Sophia said that teenage pregnancy actually had its benefits. She said, "When I had Manolo, I was 19, and I had energy for everything."
Yeah. Yeah, when you're young, you could run behind them damn babies and stuff, honey, and do everything. But when you get older,
You sure can't.
Call a nanny.
All right. Well, then you have Britney Spears' younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, who is so adorable. Now, she was on Disney's show, Zoe 101, for 3 years and announced at the age of 16 that she was going to have a baby.
Oh.
Well, Jamie Lynn says her family was a big reason she learned how to become a good mother, despite being so young. She said, my family's reaction was exactly what you'd expect it to be. Very shocked, very scared for me, but it was all out of love. I was the baby of the family having a baby. When I told them I was pregnant, I think the best thing that they did was they supported me.
Oh, bless us.
Yeah, that's not like in black families. No, you're gonna almost be near death. Yeah, come into life, and then we'll support you.
Yeah, once the baby comes, everything's all good.
Yeah, love how cute.
My grandbabies.
Yeah.
Well, y'all know it isn't just the ladies, honey, having them babies, honey, young, because there's always a boy, honey. There's always a boy, y'all, who getting them pregnant. Right here, Crack?
Oh, but of course.
Mm-hmm. Like Lil Wayne, y'all, he had his first child, his daughter, Rejanae, honey, when he was just 16 with his high school sweetheart, Miss Toya Wright Carter. And a few years ago, y'all remember, honey, for her 16th birthday, he threw her that $500,000 party.
You gotta spoil them girls, though, especially, like, when that's the only one you got. Like, man, like, most dudes I know who have girls, man, they soften those guys up.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about Whoopi Goldberg. She became a mom at 18 when she gave birth to her daughter, Alex. And when Alex gave birth to her daughter, Amara, at 16,
whoa,
Whoopi became a grandmother at 34.
Wow.
Like, would you just die inside if you were in your early 30s and all of a sudden you're a grandparent?
No, I mean, it is what it is. You can't do nothing about it if your child has a child. What you gonna be like, I ain't your grandmama. Call me by my first name.
But you're
like,
exactly right.
It's almost like being out, though, and, like, you're not tired. Then you look at what time it is, and all of a sudden you're tired. Like, soon as, like, somebody starts calling you grandma, grandpa, you get a great eyebrow hair.
Right, right.
And, I mean, and Portia, I mean, you're about that age. Could you imagine being a grandmother?
I can imagine it happening, but guess what? You're not gonna call me grandma.
That's the thing,
you're
y'all.
Not gonna call me you can even call me Portia.
Yeah, because, you know,
you can't call me grandma.
The new grandmamas don't want to be called grandmama.
No. I mean, can you imagine you going on a date with somebody and you trying to act all young and fresh?
Yeah.
And somebody calling you grandma? Ooh.
It's like, and sometimes it's so demeaning, especially when you're young. Like, man, sit down, grandpa.
You're right.
Like, oh. Damn it, I have a child who has a child.
Yeah. And then for me, you know, I like to date them young, so I damn sure don't want to be called grandma.
Thank you, honey. Ooh, honey, Grammy.
Well, yo, it doesn't even stop there. So Amara had her daughter, Charlie Rose, when she was 25, making Whoopi Goldberg, get this, a great-grandmother at the ripe young age of 58.
Oh!
Wow.
You were 58 too old to be a grandma.
A great-grandma.
A great-grandma. Gary, you about that age? How would you feel if you were 16 and you was a great-grandma?
Shame.
No, bitch, I ain't that age, honey. I am 37, honey, so child, I still got
baby.
A lot of time.
73?
Before lightning strike you, talk about some, you're 37. Let me just scoot on over, okay?
How old are you?
I'm 37.
You can just have a child that's 37.
It don't even taste bad when you lie like that.
Okay. You could be a great-great-granddaddy, Gary.
Moving on here, Craig.
Thanks, Pops. Now, you guys remember when Beyonce made a baby announcement in February on Instagram with this picture right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, sculptor David Bradley did an homage in fromage.
What
talking about?
He made some art out of cheese. So he made a sculpture out of 45 pounds of cheddar cheese, and he called it, get this, y'all, Beyonce.
Ew.
Mm-mm. I thought he would have said something like Chianse.
I don't like that.
Yeah, he need to eat that and start over.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat it.
You wouldn't want to eat it?
I wouldn't want to eat Beyonce.
I'd melt her ass down and eat it.
You would?
Yeah, with some nacho chip.
Make a grilled cheese.
Yeah, sure
all
would.
Right,
put some hamburger helping
dip in some salsa.
Yeah.
Well, there's another artist, man, who took a shot at something. And James O'Neill took his tree and he hand-carved it into Floyd Mayweather.
Oh my God.
Look how stiff.
That is so nice.
I mean, it's detail, though.
Look at the face.
He killed that.
He did. Yeah.
From a tree.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it took James about 5 months to, like, complete this masterpiece. He carved the block out of the tree. Then he meticulously chipped away by detail, and then sanded it, stained it until it was finished. And now you got what you got right there.
I always wanted to see Mayweather's wood.
Yeah, his wood looked different, though.
Would you not, Portia?
Why? You was thinking it.
Would you not? Would you stop it?
No, I wouldn't.
No, would you?
Coming up, y'all, honey, we're going to talk about the celebrities with the most banging bikini bodies of the summer.
Bang it!
Gary's Bikini Body Watch.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. And you know yesterday was National Bikini Day.
Yeah.
So I think we should do...
Gary's Bikini Body Watch!
Yes, this summer, honey, we have seen some bikini-licious looks from so many celebrities that we have got to take a moment to talk about some of my favorites.
All right, now. I ain't never seen this side of our
Yes, no. First, honey, we have Miss Emily Ratajkowski.
Okay.
Oh, that's the girls from the Blurred Lines video.
Yeah, look at
she was in Gone Girl.
She is fabulous.
Yes, bitch, honey. Miss Emily hit the beach, honey, looking flawless, honey, in this teeny weeny white crochet triangle bikini and accessorized to look with a wide brim straw fedora.
I love her body because she's slim, but you can tell she works out and she's shapely.
Does she work out though? Girl, a pork chop, she just don't eat.
She need a pork chop, honey.
Thank you, Brett.
A pork chop.
A rib tip, a rib, a scallop, anything.
What? Yeah. I think she looks amazing. Now, Emily, she's always shutting it down.
And apparently it's in the jeans because, like, you know, fineness runs in the family. She took a picture with her moms. Her moms look good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Yeah. How old is her mom?
Mom age.
All right, then, y'all, honey. Next, we have Miss Kendall Jenner, honey.
All right, bitch, for the plink flamingo.
She's got too many clothes on.
Well, honey, Miss Kendall wore this, honey, roughly high-waisted bubblegum pink bikini while vacationing on a yacht on the French Riviera. Ooh, Kendall.
She's too much.
She's overdressed to be doing some water stuff.
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, the 50s, I think this is the 50s pin-up style bikini. But her body is too small for that. Like, she needs something real kind of skimpy.
She almost looking like Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Very classic in the style.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're trying to be classic.
That's yeah. Cool.
Yeah, look, I guess she's giving you the Greta Garbo.
She stays wholesome and pure.
Wholesome and pure.
You don't think so?
You don't think so.
Next, y'all, up is Miss Karrueche Tran, honey. Let's check out
All right, then. I can almost guarantee she has no intention on getting in the water.
Well, baby, honey, Miss Karrueche, honey, is feeling herself, honey, in this camouflage sequins top and nude bottom bikini. Now, it was accessorized with a black and white paisley bandana.
What you think about this head crack?
I mean, like, Karrueche Tran been bad, so she can't really do no wrong. But, like, if we're talking bikini body wise, like, that's panties.
Yeah, she got that leg hiked up like she finna wash it.
Yeah.
You know when you don't want to get all the way in the shower?
That's how you
hide it up real quick.
Mm, but that call? What kind of bath is that called?
The whole bath. Mm-hmm. We just gonna wrench it off a little bit.
You
gonna rinse it off. You gonna wrench it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hit them underarms and then you ready to go.
Now, one of the MVPs has got to be, honey, Miss Elizabeth Hurley.
Where she been?
Okay.
Where she been? She been frozen?
Yeah.
Why she still look like this?
Yes,
honey. Now, Miss Elizabeth Hurley, honey, now she's sizzled in this skimpy red bikini from her own Elizabeth Hurley Beach collection and flaunted her ample assets and incredibly toned figure. Mm-hmm. And by the way, y'all, guess what?
What?
She's 52 years old.
52?
52, wow. Honey.
Lord, what? This is good. And she's got children, too. She looks amazing. Girl, she did that.
And, honey, finally, we have supermodel Miss Nina Agdahl. Mm. Check out Nina.
She's toned.
Very toned.
Very toned. What you think about that head crack? Because you always getting down standing and eat biscuits. What you think about her?
She also could use
a Popeye's biscuit
well,
in
yes.
a wing.
A spoonful of red beans and rice, if you will.
Yeah.
If you will.
Well, she tried to turn you on by, like, laying like she having sex, basically. That's what this looked like.
The bottom half looked...
She did a whole
like she's having hunger pains. That's not good, though, but yeah.
Yeah, this is sexy on her. And I like the way... You see how they're doing the bikini tops now? They just line.
Yes.
They're not really, like, triangles anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They barely covering the little circles.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she's saying?
Oh, feed me. Coming up, y'all, we have an Angela Lansbury story. No, really, we're talking about Angela Lansbury next.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, typically when we watch movies and TV shows, we like to try to enjoy the experience, sit back, and suspend disbelief. But there's some movies where I couldn't believe who they cast to play parent and child.
Why not?
Because these people were barely older than the people who they were allegedly the parents of.
Oh, okay.
Like in Mean Girls, Amy Poehler played Rachel McAdams' mom, who tried to be cool like her daughter, but in real life, she was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams.
Well, she looks older.
She does look older. She was a good mom to me.
Yeah.
I liked her in
In this particular case, this is a testament to how good of an actress Amy Poehler
is.
Like, she can improv and be anything she wants to be, and you believe it.
She's so funny, though. Like, it's almost like even if she is younger playing the mom, it goes with the comedy.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you think back on The Cosby Show, right, who was the most bland sister of all?
Sandra.
Damn right. Sandra, Serena LaBeouf, who played Sandra, was only 10 years younger than Felicia Rashad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, never would have known that.
She looked a little old, but not that old, but I could believe it.
That's different.
And I always just chalked it up to the fact that Dr. Huxtable and, and Mrs.
Been together forever.
Yeah, like they started young.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, see, by the time Chandra came on, I didn't even know where she came from. I was like, is she adopted? Is she their real daughter?
Who the hell is Chandra?
She wasn't always even on the show.
No, Chandra was there from jump.
Chandra been on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I always was like, where did this girl come from?
You must have saw the episodes where Chandra was at work.
Yeah, Chandra was there.
Then you got Melissa Leo, who won an Oscar for playing Mark Wahlberg's mom in The Fighter, and she killed that role.
She did.
Deserved it. But yo, she was only 11 years older than Mark Wahlberg. He was 38, she was 49.
But the makeup, too, make them look a little older.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, they can make you up to look older.
Yeah, they make you look a little older, honey.
And the best thing about some of these actresses, if they don't get Botox and fillers, they can still express themselves, and you have natural wrinkles, you know?
Let's talk about one of our favorite fathers in film.
Oh.
Boys in the Hood, man. Larry Fishburne played Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, and he was only 7 years older than Cuba Gooding Jr.
He looks so young right here.
Both of them look good. I was like, I do daddy and son.
Oh,
we can both date.
Well, you said dude.
Why do I mean dude? That came out so fast.
Nah, that's the part that's good.
I definitely meant dude.
Okay.
Okay.
God.
But after they yelled cut on this film, he took the blue pill, and he's been looking like he's 50 ever since.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last time Larry Fishburne looked young. But here's the most shocking one of them all. One of the nosiest white women in history, Angela Lansbury, who from Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
She won a Golden Globe for playing Lawrence Harvey's mother in The Manchurian Candidate in 1963. She was only 2 years older than he was. She was just 38.
Don't tell nobody that. That's not a compliment for her.
Don't do that.
I think that's it. Now, some of these need to stay a secret now.
Yeah, do you realize how much stressed out of a woman you have to look like to play somebody's mom and you're 2 years older?
Just 2 years?
She looked it. I mean, the hairstyle made her look a little older. And I'm sure, the makeup, she just looked, the age.
Well, y'all know what? If I think we were cast in the movie, Gary could be all of our daddy.
No. I bet you they would choose head crack.
I don't know.
Well, Pops.
Brad, what you want?
Let me get the keys to the Porsche.
Oh, hell.
Well, do you want a body that looks as hot as Lea Michele?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I tell you three things she says no to. And Gary, I can tell you right now, you're going to have to put that down.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Actress Lea Michele always looks amazing and fit. And she says it's because of her ability to say no.
To what, drugs?
Well, y'all, Lea revealed that she's never had fast food, never drink soda, and never eats candy.
What?
Wait, you trying to tell me she ain't never had a Big Mac with the extra sauce and add extra cheese?
What?
Yeah. What?
And what about a pizza?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She is missing out.
And I think high blood pressure really gets a bad rap.
Ooh, I feel so sorry for Lea.
What about you, Brett?
What about Brett?
Like, I mean, could you go without, drinking a soda or eating some candy?
I don't really drink soda like that.
I've never
seen it. And I don't really eat candy like that.
Well, what about fast food?
I can't live without Popeyes.
Oh, nah.
The chicken?
Nah.
Oh, can't live without it.
Yeah.
Oh, ma'am, honey.
Yeah.
Especially when they had that $5 box.
You better understand what I'm talking about.
Two pieces, baby.
And that Captain D's catfish, you better work on
me. Yeah, we'll go through withdrawals.
Yeah, we will.
Work
for us. It's just certain fast food we have to
have. Dish Nation wouldn't be the same. We'd be mad.
Yeah,
welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah. It's Friday, bitch.
Yeah.
And we hungry, bitch. Nah.
You better get some fast food up in here quick.
Get these snacks going.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.